True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday.
Look at that.
September the 12th, 2025.
What's up with you, man?
Well, you know, I don't want to BS the audience because we literally have been talking in here for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, at least.
Like, you're not even that little awkward thing. You know, like when you get to work, you're first one there in the break room, and you sit there. And the reason you're there early is you probably hate your family. You want to get out of there as soon as possible. So you go and you sit down. And I'm not saying that about you, Fat Boy. It's just for an analogy for those listening, an analogy. You're sitting there, and then so-and-so walks in. You say, oh, hey, oh, man. And then that person goes and sits down, and then you may start diddling on your phone or, you know, scrolling, not diddling. You do that in the girls' room.
So nobody's looking.
Smoking in the boys' room, diddling in the girls' room. And then you have, got to hurry before she busts in here and throws me off of my train of thought.
She's probably going to be pissed anyway with me, at least.
Why is this?
It's a smart-ass text I sent.
God, she won't realize it. Oh, man, warp me back.
I'm personally distracted.
Oh,
I'm
no,
sorry,
no, man. I know what it was. I know what you're personally distracted by, too, and it's what I was just thinking about.
I had not seen that.
Yeah, me neither. God, that's more important. Is that like breaking it like right now?
See, I don't know if this is the footage they were talking about that they said they had great footage of the shooter.
Okay.
That they weren't going to release yet. I don't know if that's that.
Yeah, I don't either. That doesn't look like the person in the stairwell.
But I had not seen anybody jumping off of the roof.
Okay. You know what? This is, again, what we were talking about yesterday and the day before. Real life, and it's something we choose to do versus, and it's not a hierarchy or better than, but like if something is happening, you know, real life situations, not even just nationally, but like with our own stuff, sometimes that will just throw us off course, and we'll be real with you. So yeah. The Charlie Kirk shooter, so to bring this into all you know, don't freak out yet either if you're like freaking out thinking about what I'm trembling to say. They just showed footage on TV that we had not seen. And yeah. Fat Boy and I are looking at each other while we're talking thinking, holy crap, is that the footage? But...
See, the authorities said that they got good footage, but they wanted to rely on their technology first to identify the guy. Then they said if we can't identify him, we'll take it to the media for some help. So I don't know if that was that footage, they've done that, but... You see the guy hop down, run across the roof, jump down, and then just take off.
Dude, I mean, like, okay, not making any kind of light of anything, certainly. I hope you know me by now with stuff like this especially. I'll make light of a lot of things, but something not like death or murder or nothing, trust me, never. I was just thinking about, like, following, you know, they're saying not an experienced person, perhaps. It could have just been a hunter.
Yep.
And again, I'm thinking of me. I'm not thinking of someone who is fit or, you know, whatever. And I'm thinking about me And I'm not laughing. I swear to you. I swear on both my parents' graves. It's just, you got to think, I'm just being honest with you, tell you what's going on through my head. And I'm thinking about me trying to run across a ceiling, or a roof, rather. Mm-hmm. And that way of falling to the ground and then rolling off a story and landing on your feet and then walk, like, I was thinking, like, even a normal person, not even, like, tall, big, bone, whatever, I would have broken both ankles. And I don't know, this is serious, do normal people, are they able to just roll off a roof and land on their feet? I'm
you
saying that as
so.
A fat person, to be honest with you.
I don't know how high up that guy was, but you could tell he kind of stumbles on the way up after he jumps down.
That's where I thought, like, oh my God, like, he broke his ankles, or like, that's another thing to maybe look for is just anything to think of, like, what could, you know, not that I'm calling any kind of, it really just totally threw me off. I think both of us, but really me, because I was like gasping, like thinking, oh my God, is this happening live?
Everything's videoed. I kind of wonder, you know, if they go back and see how he got in place.
God.
Do they go back that far?
Yeah. And, you know, that's where I'm like, answers, answers, answers. But, you know, it's a university.
Yep.
So just by insurance reasons alone, I mean, we learned this from Limestone, kind of, right? Limestone was the one that that folded?
Yeah.
Okay. That the insurance that you have to keep to be a university is insane. So part of that is having cameras literally everywhere. And so I'm not saying that the news needs to be showing all the footage of this, that, or the other. But I also know that with that, you know, a university is not going to get a webcam off Amazon. Like, I think they're going to get good stuff. And I know where technology is as far as zooming in and looking.
Like, they got minimum security standards as far as that goes, even with the insurance, that they have to maintain.
Yeah. So, but, you know, and I'm overthinking, and I'm thinking first 48 still. And I'm like, if we don't get answers fast, like, I feel in my own self, like, that's not good, you know? And I can only imagine that amplified within others, that's not, you know. So, when you know that there's got to be, like, dude, surveillance everywhere. Remember Portia de Rossi when she was leaving Ellen's house? Not Portia. The prior girlfriend or wife.
Oh, dang it.
The one that...
she was in the car. You see her speeding through the neighborhood.
You see her on almost literally every Ring doorbell driving by. I mean, literally, they followed her miles through a neighborhood on Ring doorbell. So I'm like, okay, there's got to be way more footage than we're being shown.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fine. You do the job before you start, you know, whatever, but...
I want to know more about the guy when they find him, because I'm still hearing people say, look, not an easy shot, but not impossible. And then you still kind of hear mixed reactions on who could have made that shot and who couldn't have made that shot. Plus,
I mean, we've romanticized that for 60 years with, you know, with Kennedy. I mean, still to this day. I mean, like, and when I say romanticized it, just, you know, it's like, well, whichever president, I quoted it last week, I should have looked it up, the president that said, don't let a catastrophe go without being monetized. I'm paraphrasing that too. But it was basically like, don't let it go by without taking advantage of some way to make something better, let's say.
Yeah, there was a local security expert on the news who has experience in events like this, and I can't remember the guy's name, you know, I'd say it, but he's like, you got to have these events indoors. You got to take away that variable of what you can't control.
As I don't want to use any names, as any very well-known person that is politically driven, I'm not even saying they're a politician, but they're in that world or they're speaking at an event, I would want to be indoors just because of, that's not saying I'm a coward. That's just saying, like, if you're controversial, And you, especially, you know, we in the back of our minds, we realize that a lot of X is bots. Like, we realize that.
Yep.
I mean, you can, if you look Russian. At enough of it, I'm not even saying that. I mean, if Russians are not taking advantage of the AI possibilities of that instant translation, like, they're not doing it right. So I don't even think it's that. I think it's just low rent.
I mean, they got bot farms like we got call centers.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that you get wise to that in a sense. Now, but what that does is spur people who maybe were not thinking that way to maybe start thinking that way. And so I tried to not get worked about a lot of that stuff. But, boy, I'm just trying to be – why is it taking me all these years to realize just spill it?
I was going to say you're Mr. Preface. Like, I'm not going to take any personal offense if, you know, you don't have to say, you know, I'm not talking about you when I say this. Like,
No. Why, you thought it was leading to you?
No, but, like, you say it like you think I'm going to think that. Like,
no, I am sympathetic to a lot, and – I try to pick my words right, not in an offensive way, but in a, I don't want to be misrepresented, like, to myself or to anybody else. Because I'm not the best at picking out words sometimes.
Well, that's what sucks. When you talk about controversy and being controversial, like...
Yeah, I'm not... I've certainly overstepped my boundaries on that.
That's never on the person. Unfortunately, that's a reaction that people...
Oh, yeah.
Can label you with, and then that's what, you know, could turn you really against somebody, which sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, there are, you know, people losing their jobs over the situation.
I know. I mean, it's not, you know, if you have a cause and you have a something you want to change about the world. I mean, you could say that about, like, a pastor. He wants to make the world better. He wants to show everybody the light, show everybody, you know, the good. Or you could say that, I mean, you use it in any variable. But when you know that there's actively, whether it's real or pushed out on social media, you know there's some... What is it okay to say whack jobs? What is that term? Tell me now, what maniac? That was in the 80s. They said maniac was okay. That's not offending anybody. Because I remember that was brought up with Hulkamaniacs. It was like, what is that supposed to mean? I mean, I'm serious.
Yep.
So whatever that, you have to realize that while the cause is good, and if you're spiritually minded, you're going to be protected and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and what's going to happen is going to happen, whatever. I still think you don't just look at that unabandoned without, I would not do that out like that without people going through security. And that's not to sound, if it sounds coward or cowardly or cowardice to you, then that's fine. I just personally would not seek out opportunities such as that.
Right, and then with the Trump thing, and there was someone on the roof, that's what people were speculating, why didn't they guard the other buildings? But nobody anticipates any act of violence like this. You can always say shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah, well, I think they do. I think they always expect that. I mean, Secret Service. I mean, they keep it the rest of their life. Unless, you know, it's decided otherwise.
You wonder what's going to change after this as far as, you know, a public figure goes. What kind of security are you entitled to? What gets swept and not swept? Yeah. Is there going to be like a flow chart, you know, for future events?
Yeah, and then that's the other thing, too, is, you know, I mean, this guy was not a politician.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say his job title was? He was... you know, I don't like, again, I've said this yesterday, I don't like influencer, I don't like creator. I think both of them are deep-seated sounding. Creator, there's one, and then...
I would say in that situation at the university, he's a public speaker.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, if I say, hey, what do you do for a living? if you said that to Charlie Kirk, he's not going to say I'm a public speaker. He would say, I don't know, activist, whatever the term would
be. You see that one used a lot, activist.
Activist, yeah. Okay.
But I mean, as far as somebody who's visiting a university and speak, that's what it would be, someone, because that's common for people to go and speak.
Understood, Paige. I'm saying just specifically him, though. Like,
but what I'm saying, as far as going to a public university with all those people, it, and anybody speaking there should be protected with the climate of opinion and everything that's going on.
You like the emergency breaks of a conversation?
No, I'm just saying, because
it sounds like the echo chamber character from yesterday. It really does. I'm speaking from the heart right now, and I'm like trying to let it overflow.
I don't want to get into a whole other can of worms with this situation, but that's kind of where it's going to. We all realize free speech is an illusion, right? Like, it's not a. Now, we've all been taught, like, you know, you abuse it, you know what's going to happen, but.
Right.
You have to run through the filter of you can't have a public opinion about anything anymore.
That's what I was trying to say.
No, you were not. Don't, please. Like, well, I mean, let's just.
You can, but like you said, people need to be protected if they're going against the grain, because you don't know who's out there that could harm you.
Right.
Yeah. Now, we get to the point where we're coming after people's livelihoods for having an opinion. It's kind of, you know, when people are saying, well, you know, even if you didn't like him, you know, you can't, we can disagree without violence, but so can you disagree before the fact or after the fact? It's like, which one, like, you can't have both. You know, if you disagree after a tragedy, or, you know, I think it's in poor taste to celebrate somebody being murdered.
I think any kind of speaking ill of the dead is, I mean, it's kind of like the most cowardly thing I think you can do. You're literally talking about some who cannot defend themselves. Now, granted, you know, if somebody earned it, you know, through history, or, you know, that's that. But, Paige, I hope I'm not trying to rip your head off.
No, what I'm saying is, there's a lot of people that go to universities and speak of things maybe they don't agree with your political base, or they may be talking about the Confederate flag or anything, but that is common, especially at places like Berkeley. But if that's what they're going to change, it's really going to harm a university where you're there to discuss. You're there to not necessarily agree on everything. You're there to learn.
Right you are, Paige. Right you are. Yeah.
So we start going after people. You know, we're not any different, moving any more forward than we're trying to before.
I know. It's, you know, like, even this. Like, look, I mean, think about that. Like, this is my girl here I've known for 25 years. And now here it is on a Friday payday. And then just this right here, because... And it's not me thinking that my words need to be shared more. I just meant what I was saying was, I was literally just spilling from my heart. And then, you know, you were agreeing with me.
I was. But I was taking it to the point of being
somewhere. Like Alexa.
No, someone in the audience watching something and wanting to learn from this person. And because somebody didn't agree with his politics, took him out. And seeing how that's going to change my life for the rest of life, watching that is the perspective that I took it. Because you went there to see this man speak, to see what he had to say.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I think we're getting a little better at filtering as a society, because that video, God dang it, this is a lot harder to find now. So it's not really just out there in the purvey.
So I should read... I should read a tweet. It wasn't toward me, but I was like tagged in the tweet where it was essentially saying exactly that. Where
most talked about Tiger Woods when he had his scandal. Him naked is a hard picture to find now.
Well, you know, I
don't exist. I had
you know, the thread was about freedom of speech, and the person brought me into it saying that I said that the internet should take the video down, and it's like, I never said that the video should be taken down. I said it should not be on Facebook teen or Instagram teen now, TikTok all adults, whatever. Like, I'm sympathetic to young children seeing that. I'm sympathetic to me when I was 26 and saw, again, the beheading video from Iraq. How that, like, emotionally changed. And I was 26. So that was all I said. But I'm also not going to, like, constantly defend myself in situations where it was just taken out of context or that way that person inferred what I was saying. And and that's a weird freaking world to exist in when you're judged out of context but not from your heart. Like, if somebody you cared about, you heard through the grapevine, said this, what would you do first before you went out to the town and said, hey, you bitch, I can't believe you said that. It's to the guy, too, by the way. You call him a bitch. But what would you do? You'd go over there and you would knock on his door and say, hey, I heard this. Is this legit? And then if he says, yeah, you whoop his ass.
Or if it's somebody
you... And then you go to the town. I just whipped that bitch's ass.
I whipped up on him. You know, a lot of people are saying freedom of speech, you know, comes with a consequence, but...
Well...
But like, you should never... Like, you should get to have an opinion. Rather, if people agree with it or not, you should get to have an opinion.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
If something you type and put out there, if it's bad or you don't agree with it, I mean, come on. That's the point. You should get to have an opinion.
Yeah. But just think about the way that the world would... I mean, I'm not saying to all extremes, certainly, but, I think about... aliens and how, and I know you're laughing when I say that, but how when we think, okay, if they're the future time travelers, they're all looking the same, they all are wearing the same outfit, if they're even wearing outfits, I don't know, they all look exactly the same and everything's in peace and harmony because they look exactly the same. Bullcrap. No. If everything was the same and we were the same, I said this a while back, not that we're the same humanly body, but if the personalities were just a beam of light, like they say maybe in heaven it is, you're a beam of light, you're not, because you won't recognize them by their earthly bodies. I know we're way over, but hold on. If everything was the same and you just were over there and you were me and she was me and like multiplicity, and everybody's the same, how freaking dull would that be? Where would the fun of having a conversation come from and learning about people without getting prejudged before you ask them what they really meant by that or something? Right. Like that attacks your like whatever your soul is, your personality, your whatever it is. And that really, really does suck. All right, I'm sorry we're very late. I love you, Paige. I do. Uh-huh. I'm frizzled. I'm frazzled. I'm
understandable.
Diggity dazzled.
But at the same time, I was just saying that.
Oh, please don't do it again.
That's where people go to learn, and a terrible act of violence probably inspired a lot of people to do more about it. You know, that maybe something good will come out of this.
Yeah, you're right. All right, we're gonna get in some Plex next, right, Fat Boy?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, today is a big day, folks. Today is National Video Games Day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, if you know someone, or if you are one, get this.
Are you a video game? If you were a video game, what video game would you be? Fatboy to be Human Centipede.
Oh.
God, I don't remember that game.
No. It was on Atari, I think.
Well.
Or is it Atari? I'm not sure.
According to one study, kids who are gamers play games, earn more money as adults.
I tell you this, if I was a gamer, I'd come up with a different name for it. That just, to me, just sounds weird.
Yeah.
I'm a gamer. Like, is that an taking a video game player and just smushing it all together and making one big word out of it? Like, I mean, there's got to be some people that gamer. Found out yesterday rom-com means romantic comedy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Everything's so abbreviated.
I would think that if I was saying that I'm a gamer, it would therefore mean that I'm more analytical.
Yes.
And you're better at solving problems, perhaps, in some of the games that my son played. And you swear more than most people because he would fight with kids and get pissed off.
Oh, for real?
And I would say, sir, nobody told you to speak like
did
that.
Did you find bottles of piss in his bedroom?
No. But he did sit there in his gaming chair for hours playing away. So
it brings out the worst in people as far as
really
how they
does.
Talk to each other.
Man, I know.
I was shocked. I thought, well, who is that person in that room?
First time I played Call of Duty and put on them headphones, I had the whole gear, the headphones, the mic, everything, swear to God. And I'm putting in these little kids were talking to me bad.
Yeah,
and they were, taking my life on the game over and over again.
They'll tell you to uninstall. That's what they say, like, just delete the game entirely.
I'd never, even with Red Dead, I would never go out into that vigilante world. I'd always go in the world where it's just me, you know what I mean?
Where you're safe.
I could go ride the horse wherever I wanted to without getting robbed.
Don't you feel like you're getting your money's worth out of the game? Like, there's so much to explore.
Yeah, I don't want to sit there and then these kids, I'm like, you know what? I'd whoop your daddy's ass in your name.
I wouldn't do it to your house.
But I'd whoop your daddy's ass.
That's when they start swatting people.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Going too far.
Oh, man.
But it's not a lot of money that these people that are gamers earn more than the average person. So they earn an average of $5,451 more dollars than non-gamers.
They're critical thinkers. They're not as, a lot of people, have that mindset, oh, they're just dull sitting there with their mouth wide open. You know,
mouth wide open.
Idiocracy. But they're deep thinking, which is why I know at least two, I want to say three, but at least two people that one served, still serving in military, and they really credit that a little bit. And not making them violent, but making them strategically minded, if that makes any sense at all.
Some of it's,
I learned from Oregon Trail what dysentery was.
I get frustrated.
I didn't even know.
So I would get bored with that easily. And it's so repetitive that I would have to change it up all the time.
Well, it's like, you know, when we had our paintball tournaments, vets would be out there like, this is like great practice for us guys. Well, it wasn't. Like, because you're acting like, you know, you're killing us out here for real. I mean, like, I can't compete against you guys.
I mean, like, the one told us in a very aggressive tone, but he's like, that's what the game is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Driving simulators and racing.
Some of you froze paintballs.
If I was playing Jordan, you know, basketball with Michael Jordan, he kept slamming the ball right back in my face, I would probably just leave.
It was fun to see.
I'd roll dice with him first, and then I'd leave.
Yeah, you would.
All right. Thank you, Paige.
You got to watch the Charlie Sheen doc. There's some Michael Jordan in there.
You know, that's exactly, boy, I did not yet, but I saw that clip, and that's exactly why. God, boy, you're wild with that.
Yep.
That's exactly why I went with that one right there, because I saw him and his dad playing with Michael Jordan and beating him.
It'd be a very odd promotion that was. I forgot all about
that. I never knew that. What was it for, Nike?
No, it was a show. It was like stars versus athletes or some crap like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, back in the 80s?
I'll add that to my list of shows to chip away from. Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, what is up? She didn't say thank you back.
Sure. Fat Boy, you're welcome.
Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
So we got to talk about Jerry Lawyer.
Oh, man.
Yep. We had another accident. Plus, we got to talk about Paul. Paul Levesque from New Hampshire, who's teasing a major announcement today at 3 p.m. that will change the game.
Oh, they're going to add another zero to the ticket price.
It might be.
$1,500 for nosebleeds.
We just raised the price again.
God, I mean, like, I'm telling you, I'm sticking to my word. They're not getting another $30 a month out of me.
No.
And I will stick to that, I promise you. I'm that much. I'm such a whatever maniac with that, that if I say it enough, I'll do it. Won't do it out of spite.
Yeah.
So I won't be switching over to that. Might share a password with somebody.
I don't know if you want a promo code.
Yeah, I
have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile.
every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Jerry the King.
Lawyer.
It's Lawler. It's fine to call him Lawyer, but...
It is.
You know.
Lawler Malloy. Suffered another stroke, unfortunately. Now, if you remember his... I think it was the last stroke he had. He was having the stroke while he was mid-coitus, you could say. And I want to say his lady at the time was looking at him, and he looked a little off.
Oh, come on, man.
In the face.
I mean, and I remember talking about that, and I was like... Have you ever seen your face when you did finish sex?
Oh God!
I've been told I looked like I was mad, like real mad.
Why are you mad? Is this over?
Said no. Well, scared. No. It said like you turned in, and this sounds like I'm putting myself over, but it said like you look like you were just like growling like a wolf.
Sounds scary.
I know. It's like I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that of me.
I wish I knew this dude's name. There's this one guy when he gets to where he's trying to get to, right before he's at that spot. He like his neck, like the what do you call that?
This gets kind of like a twitch.
No, but it's like he
spasm.
Like, he tenses up to where you see like the, I guess like ligaments or whatever on the side of his neck, and then his eyes are like back at, like he's rolling possessed. In the back of his head. Yeah.
God.
I'm like, I bet that don't feel good.
Well, I don't know. You ever seen your neck get cracked? Like I ever look over in the mirror, I haven't been in a while, but I'd get my neck cracked. I'd see myself in the mirror like getting it done, and it, like if I saw that on mute, I would think he just killed me.
Yeah, that's
if that makes any sense.
Have heart attacks when they have sex.
I gotta forge you this.
I felt like it before, yeah. But in a good way.
I gotta tag you in this Instagram video. This chiropractor, he will take a towel and put it up under your neck.
Oh,
and
he'll hold
yeah, and just yank.
Yeah, I haven't had that done. I've seen that.
That sounds
video.
Perfect.
But he'll do it to dogs too, and the dogs don't know how to react.
Oh, I bet they're terrified of it.
Yeah, it's like a dog chiropractor. Real, but like if he wants to. If he wants to pop your coccyx, he'll wear a glove, and then it's like he's going in there to like get to it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he's like he's getting in there. He's doing it to the girls too.
I'd do a good background check on him before I'd go. Give him my.
I don't need to be popped like that today.
$40 a week, 6 months guaranteed.
So Lawler had to cancel.
It's like a massage place I went to. I did not realize that I was buying a membership. I thought it wasn't a place to go get, you know, handed things. It was just a real massage place. And I was like, God, that's awful cheap. And I go in there and I set up the one session. And they're like, all right, it's going to come out this every month. What?
Huh?
I just wanted one massage.
I went to a Dollar Tree the other day. And it's right across the street from a Rub and Tug.
Yeah.
I think people know which one I'm talking about now, too.
Vip.
And I asked the lady, I'm like, you ever see people coming in and out of there? She said, yes. Gross. And they come over here afterwards, and it's just grossness.
Oh, man.
She said, I know what goes on over there. Yes, I do, too.
I would say, what's the number one item they all come in here and buy? Like,
gosh, drinks. I didn't think to ask her.
I said, they don't sell cigarettes, so it's not that.
They come every, get water.
If they did, every Dollar Tree employee would have smuggled them already. It's usually get that well in the stomach.
Plus, how old were you? I mean, that tobacco and those cigarettes were like literally picked in the 1800s. I mean, if they're in there, oh, it's old. God dang it. Old ass cigarettes is my favorite brand.
I love
old ass cigarettes.
There's grossness coming out of there.
Just think, my grandpa might have actually picked this here cotton.
And that's you bad know. If a gross person says it's gross. It's that's extremely gross.
But gross people don't know they're gross. You know, like, I don't realize it right now. You're probably really thinking gross. About me.
I'd rather try to smoke the batteries than these cigarettes.
Right. Oh, my God.
You're over there huffing on fire. Freaking whipped cream aerosol.
Doing whip
smelling the hand sanitizer.
Hanging out in the back of the store all day. Need some condoms, big boy. You big boy from radio.
Pregnancy test.
Hey, fat butt. I know you from the rodeo, fat butt.
From the rodeo, yes. That's another. Somebody kept texting that.
Are you on the rodeo?
You guys are echoing on the rodeo.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Lawler's got to cancel some appearances, unfortunately. So thoughts with you, because I don't want to sound crass, but you have a lot of strokes. Like, it happens all the time. He had a massive one in 2023. He was in the ICU.
Which is
close to the NICU, not too far away from the PICU.
Nickelodeon. Do they have his age within the story you're reading, or should I?
Yeah, look it up if you would, because I don't have it.
I'm right pre-guessing here. 76.
Ooh, I'm
75.
75 for Lawler?
Yeah.
JR's got to be, well, he's probably right there close to it. Not too far behind the thumb, bitch.
Gosh. Well, it's like he recovered from the strokes.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, my, how do you feel about this morally? Like, if someone, you feel for someone dealing with health problems, you feel for them, that natural empathy as a human being,
yeah.
And then you see them still recklessly going through life and not really helping themselves, do you kind of not really have that sympathy and empathy anymore?
Oh, it goes away quick.
Yeah, me too.
Did he have a heart?
I still care, but like, yeah, I'm not going to say the person I'm thinking about, but when I think of Jerry Lawler, I think of him, JR.
Oh man, yeah, because he smokes.
You're smoking on your podcast, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, gosh.
Does he already have high blood pressure and heart problems?
Well, yeah.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It was skin cancer, but still, cancer. It could spread.
And he's got, I don't know if the two are correlated, but the Bell's palsy and all that. But then again,
I'm going to smoke if I want to smoke, you son of a bitch. That's how we do it.
He's 73, by the way, JR.
So the
I love those two so much. I often wanted to get a picture of both of them with me in the middle. Like, that would have been, like, to me, the freaking ultimate.
And they don't get together much as far as these cons go.
No. I know that one picture of them last time, they were sitting at some Denny's or something in a booth. Jerry had a white beard.
Yeah. It's hard to look at. It's like Coach Prime when he's got his white beard.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Are we out of here?
All right, then.
Yep.
Yeah, those.
I'll tell you real quick, the big announcement people are speculating that Triple H might announce is it says WrestleMania 43 possibly going to Saudi Arabia in 2027. That's what the speculation is. He could pull his ass out and just fool everybody and just, that's it, too.
God.
Just have a little stroke. You're going to see my ass right now.
Okay, you weren't making a Lawler joke when you said that. You meant like with the hand, not with the, okay.
Do we need to be sending all of our events over overseas like that? I mean, what next? Axis of Evil is going to have a WrestleMania?
Well, that's where that should be. No, I will say, and not so much the Saudi crowd, but I love watching wrestling when it's in like France or England or
because of the time.
The time, but the crowd, they never get to see it, so they're so raunchous and rowdy and fun that it makes the show that much more fun to watch.
Yeah,
I'm yeeting as well with everyone. I'm just yeeting. Paige, do you eat?
Not very often.
Yeah.
Did you eat yet?
You want to?
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
Point how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.